Listener Omen Seeker left this comment on our website. I love everything about WHQR. I can always rely on you to deliver the news without any bias, which is almost impossible to find nowadays. The music is first rate, Click and Clack never fail to amuse, and Will Short's Puzzlers on Sunday are a must. I also enjoy Cleve Callison's listener feedback on Friday. Keep up the good work by keeping us plugged into the world. WHQR is now collecting information on our fall 2012 listener survey and will give away a Smooth Landings guest DJ spot to one respondent selected at random. You can help us by filling it out at our website, whqr.org. Here's some sample comments selected from four of the questions: what you like least about WHQR, what you like best, how you would improve WHQR, and other comments. First of all, from what you like least, Peter said, repeated local news over morning and evening commute time. I sometimes turn to other stations if I hear the same stories twice during the day. A different Peter said, with the exception of Gwinnifar, the local commentary is vapid, trite, and an embarrassment to everyone who lives in the area. Mike said, local WHQR announcers, the sappy day sponsor announcements telling us how much Linda loves Bill for 35 years of blissful marriage. Andrew said, there's too much classical music. Joanne said, give less airtime to the hateful and irrational negative comments on Friday feedback. Constructive comments are fine when done in a positive, rational way. And those are some comments from the least liked column. Next from our survey, what you like best. George said, I listen to all your programming and I trust your judgment on this. I even listen to the fundraising. Jeannie said, news and classical music, the staff and general manager's communication skills and responsive actions to listeners' concerns. Alex said, I really appreciate the great variety of programming within a fairly consistent schedule. I also like being able to hear some of my favorite programs with multiple airings. Next from our survey, how you would improve WHQR. Mike said, the station needs to sharpen up. Start by listening to Oregon Public Broadcasting, WUNC, KCRW, or KPCC. The announcers sound like they're actually speaking in a normal way, but every announcer at WHQR, with a few exceptions, sounds robotic. Robert said, do exactly what you're doing. It's difficult because the area needs another public radio station, maybe even a third, but you do an excellent job of sorting it out, and I hope you continue to do just that. And lastly from our survey, other comments. J.N. said, during the campaign, I would like a little less silliness. Aaron said, this is a great station, and the only thing my car stereo plays that is not for my iPod. Bill said, I sometimes get the feeling, especially when I hear some of the comments on Friday feedback, that the management of WHQR is intimidated by the supporters who favor lots of classical music, as if losing that support would undermine the stability. I would argue that more variety in musical offerings would increase support from a wider audience. Sandy said, I couldn't begin my day without WHQR to give me a report on what has gone on in the news. You keep me informed on the local news and weather, which is also very important. And those were some samples from our online listener survey, which is going on right now. You can help us out by filling it out on our website, whqr.org. And of course, we'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. You can send us feedback in an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. Thanks for putting up with my incipient laryngitis, and thanks for your feedback.